I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. British officials are outraged at the storming of their country's embassy compound in Iran today. Prime Minister David Cameron said the incident was a disgrace. Other Western leaders, including President Obama, have condemned the attack. The protesters in Tehran were angry at new sanctions imposed against Iran last week by Britain, the U.S., and others. Those sanctions are related to Iran's controversial nuclear program. But the attack on the British compound today brought back memories of 1979 and the hostage drama at the U.S. Embassy in Tehran. The World's Laura Lynch has more.
As they swarm the street in front of the embassy, the protesters, said to be hardline students, name the targets of their anger. Death to three terrorist countries, they chanted, United Kingdom, Israel, and America. But Israel and the U.S. have no diplomatic presence, so it was the British Embassy and its diplomats that bore the brunt of the abuse. Some was verbal. The British should go where the Americans went, said this young woman, and pack up their things in this espionage den and leave. More than three decades ago, the men who forced their way into the American embassy labeled it an espionage den too. Today, as then, they went on a rampage, ransacking offices, throwing Molotov cocktails and rocks, burning a car and the British flag. What followed was confusion, conflicting reports that some diplomats were being held as hostages, reports that protesters had infiltrated a separate residential complex. It took several hours for police to regain control and for Iran's foreign ministry to express regret over the incident. In London, the British Foreign Secretary William Hague said the Iranian government would be held responsible for its failure to protect the embassy.
We have made clear to the Iranian government that they must take immediate steps to ensure the safety of UK personnel, to ensure that property taken from the embassy compounds is returned, and to secure the compounds with immediate effect. Clearly, there will be other, further, and serious consequences.
It's not clear what those other consequences will be. Even before today's incident, Iranian politicians had decided to expel the British ambassador, who had only taken up his post days ago. Mark Fitzpatrick is with the International Institute for Strategic Studies in London, but he was with the U.S. State Department for 26 years, joining in the same year that Iranians attacked the American embassy in Tehran. Fitzpatrick says British diplomats have learned from the U.S. experience and from a 2007 incident when 15 British Marines and sailors were detained for 2 weeks before being released.
They know the history of previous hostage and embassy break-in situations in Tehran, but they also know that previous situations have been overcome with calm and careful diplomacy.
Fitzpatrick doubts today's events will lead to a complete breakdown of relations with Iran, even if it does raise tensions that are already high.
This break-in of the embassy is another straw on a camel's back that has already been burdened by the tension over Iran's nuclear program, Iran's suppression of human rights, and all the other activities in which it has engaged that are contrary to British and Western ideals.
Other nations, including the United States and Russia, were quick to condemn the embassy attack. Unlike 1979's violent and drawn-out drama, today's confrontation ended with everyone safe and accounted for. But British officials clearly believe the danger hasn't passed. They're warning against all but essential travel to Iran, and they're advising the small number of British citizens that are in the country to stay indoors for the time being. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.